Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وقال عليه السلام في قوله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان العدل الإنصاف والإحسان التفضل
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said about Allah saying in the Quran, chapter 16, verse 90, Verily, Allah enjoins justice, adl, and benevolence, ihsan. Here, adl means equidistribution, and ihsan means favor.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the beautiful attributes and qualities that we find in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the attribute of honesty. Now, of course, this is one of the fundamental aspects of Imam Ali alayhi salam's universal persona. And of course, we have said in many of our programs that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is in reality the fruit of the teachings and the message of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam is the living, breathing miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Of course, honesty is a fundamental pillar in Islam. Telling the truth, being honest in our dealings, being just in our dealings, all of these things go hand in hand. And we find in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that honesty in all of affairs of life is something that is witnessed clearly in Imam Ali alayhi salam, whether he is honest and he is truthful with his friends, his companions, his family members, or whether he is honest and truthful with those people that are under him, those people that work in his fields, those people who work for him, or whether he is even honest and truthful even with the enemy. We do not find that Imam Ali alayhi salam deceived the enemy, or that he did something to be able to be dishonest or to be unjust even against the enemy. And really, honesty is something that we can really use in the present day and in this world. It's not one of the things that is fundamentally lacking in the world is honesty. Honesty, of course, is this virtue which has so many different branches and is connected to so many different virtues. Sincerity, fairness, equity, being just, truthful, honesty, all of these things go hand in hand. If sincerity breaks down, so do these others. If honesty breaks down, so do these others. If justice breaks down, so do these other virtues break down. They're all connected to one another. And so we must try in our lives to try to be honest, especially in our dealings, in our affairs, whether it is at work or at home or it is at school. Honesty is really the best policy, and we learn that from Imam Ali alayhi salam. If people were honest and sincere and truthful and just in their behaviors, in their interactions with one another, with themselves, then the world would be a much, much better place. And yes, we have to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes we ourselves confuse ourselves. We are dishonest with ourselves. And a lot of the mistakes and errors that we make come about precisely because we are not honest with ourselves. We do not look within ourselves and see the things that are wrong with us, but unfortunately, we are so quick to pick out and see the things that are wrong with others. A beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and it's an honor to be invited by Brother Mehdi to this program. Today we're going to listen to George Jordak, who's going to talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam, and also about his book, Ali, The Voice of Human Justice. Let's listen to it.
أخوتي الأخ الأكبر اللي هو فؤاد كان عالم لغوي وكان عالم رياضي وكان شاعر وخطيب
وهو اللي The name of my older brother was Fuad. He was a poet, a philologist, and also a mathematician. For the first time, this was Fuad who attracted me towards reading Nahjul Balagha. One day, my older brother Fuad brought me a volume of the book Nahjul Balagha and asked me to read it before starting to read any other book. He asked me to read it and memorize it. I too started reading Nahjul Balagha and memorizing some parts of it.
وبعدين أخي فؤاد كان عنده قصائد كثيرة في مدح الإمام علي وشخصيته.
My brother Fuad compiled many poems about Imam Ali, his character, and his personal merits and blessings. When there was a gathering of elites and scholars in our house, Fuad used to read parts of his poems about Imam Ali for them, and they listened to his poems eagerly. In general, the poems of my brother, the stone cutting of my father on the top of our house door, written, "There is no master like Ali, and there is no sword like Zulfiqar," and of course, Nahjul Balagha, all guided me towards Imam Ali.
Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
I just would like to share with you one sentiment or the feeling of a lady who was among the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And this is a lady who is known as Sauda bint Ammara bin al-Ashtar al-Hamdaniya. And she was from the family which believed in Amir al-Mu'mineen, from the Hamdaniya Yemeni family and the tribe. And she was a poetess in her own right. She was talented in composing poetry. Very, very powerful words where she says, صَلَّى الْإِلَهُ عَلَىٰ رُوحٍ فَضَمَّنُهُ قَبْرٌ فَأَصْبَحَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ. May Allah shower His salawat and blessings on the soul, تَضَمَّنُهُ قَبْرٌ, when the grave took him in, فَعَصْبَحَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ. It was not Ali who was buried in there, it was Adl which was buried with him. Means when Ali went, justice is gone. This is what we get from people like you. And so Muawiyah says, what do you know about the justice of Ali? And she says, I'm actually remembering the day where I went to him with a similar complaint like I've come here today. And I went inside, he was doing his Nafila prayers. He sensed I was there, he shortened his prayers, turned to me and he said, what is your hajat? Why have you come here? And when I presented the case of his revenue officer, who was being, harsh than required, in his dealing with the issue of, taking revenue for the government, Amir al-Mu'mineen, according to her, he cried at that time on the musalla, raised his hands and says, Allahumma inni lam amur bi dhulmi khalqik. O Allah, you be witness. I did not ask my officers to be unjust to the people. If someone from my officer has done this, it's not because I have asked them to do this. And he immediately asked for the paper and pen, and he wrote a letter to this person, instructing him to come back as soon as he gets the letter, so that he can then, present his own side of the story.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.